And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Happy birthday, America. This is Independence Day, and we start with the Trump administration, who recently struck a landmark deal with the University of Pennsylvania that will strip William Thomas of all of the titles he stole from female athletes. Under the agreement, UPenn must comply with Title IX by adopting biology-based definitions for male and female, banning men from women's sports and facilities, and sending personalized apology letters to each impacted female swimmer. Meanwhile, in Wyoming, Governor Mark Gordon is facing backlash from the state's Freedom Caucus after allowing a 27-year-old man to openly violate new bathroom laws at the state capitol. The man broadcast his intention to use the women's restroom for weeks, yet when he showed up, the very day that the bill took effect, a highway patrol officer simply said, okay, and let him proceed. And the spiritual warfare behind this ideology on full display recently in Michigan at Lansing's Pride, where participants underwent mock de-baptism ceremonies. A man pointing an unplugged hairdryer labeled Reason said, quote, I dry water from your head you never consented to. Two Chinese nationals were arrested for operating as agents of China's Ministry of State Security, attempting to recruit U.S. Navy personnel as assets. Attorney General Pam Bondi emphasized that this underscores the Chinese government's sustained and aggressive effort to infiltrate our military and undermine our national security from within. While we're over here arguing about pronouns, China is methodically embedding spies in our armed services. Speaking of cultural battles, Denmark just began conscripting women into military service alongside of men, citing fears of Russia as justification. The change will see both sexes enter a lottery system for potential 11-month service terms, with overall conscription rising to 6,500 annually by 2033. In Germany, the consequences of unchecked immigration played out tragically at a swimming pool where Syrian migrants sexually assaulted 9 girls aged 11 to 17. Rather than address the obvious cultural problem, the mayor blamed the hot weather, telling reporters that when temperatures are high, people are sometimes at a loss. Apparently, groping children is just what happens when it gets hot outside. Finally, Montana conservatives filed suit to overturn a radical pro-abortion amendment that passed last November by 14 points. The Montana Family Foundation argues that voters who registered on Election Day never received the full text of the initiative, only a summary, meaning thousands voted without understanding that they were enshrining unrestricted abortion. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.